My name is Shirin Achvari-Ziegler. I'm the head of the Focus Pediatric Physiotherapy of the Master of Science in Physiotherapy at the Zurich University of Applied Sciences in Switzerland. I briefly will summarize our narrative review, coaching approaches in early intervention and pediatric rehabilitation, which was published in the May 2020 issue of Developmental Medicine and Child Neurology. Family-centered practices which recognize the importance of including the family in the child's care have become practice of choice. A strategy to foster family involvement is coaching. Coaching is a well-accepted ingredient in many early intervention programs. However, coaching is not a uniform method, as different approaches with different assumptions exist and the role of the coach is interpreted in various ways. There are many ambiguities around the concept of coaching. In our review, we especially discuss the inconsistencies in the terminology of coaching. It lacks a differentiation between coaching and training. These inconsistencies hamper the incorporation of coaching in relationship-directed forms of interventions based on principles of family-centered practice. The definitions of coaching range from pure intervener-directed intervention forms which mimic typical parent training to relationship-directed forms based on principles of family-centered practice. In the literature, both approaches are labeled as coaching. However, literature also suggests that parent training and parent coaching are two different approaches with different goals and attitudes. The primary aim of parent training is to strengthen the capacity of the family to replicate the program's strategies. The professional is in the role of a teacher and determines the what, how, and when of the intervention. The primary focus of the intervention is child development. The goal of parent coaching is to support the family in decision-making on functional activity and participation in daily life with the aim of family empowerment and optimizing child development. In this collaborative process, coaching strategies like joint planning, listening, observation, action practice, reflection, and reciprocal feedback are used. We suggest to use the term coaching exclusively for coaching provided in relationship-directed forms of interventions based on principles of family-centered practice and the term training for intervener-directed intervention forms. The implementation of coaching faces challenges and barriers. Challenges may consist of the change of professional role, for example, from the child therapist to the coach of the family. The change in role implies giving up the leader role, sharing power, and acknowledging the caregiver's autonomy. A second challenge is the knowledge required for the implementation of coaching. Coaching strategies are not spontaneously present. They have to be learned and practiced. A third challenge is the translation of knowledge into practice. Translation into practice requires ample opportunities to apply coaching skills and reflection about what works and what does not. Barriers may consist of the presence of beliefs and attitudes that contrast with those needed for coaching in relationship-directed forms of interventions based on principles of family-centered practice and the presence of strong habits. In the review, we offer suggestions for the successful implementation of coaching, including suggestions on option for professional education of coaching, articulation of beliefs and attitudes, and how to overcome strong habits. More research is required to address in which way coaching skills and attitudes may be best conveyed. Notwithstanding the promising evidence that coaching is beneficial for the family and child, our understanding of the merits and difficulties of the application of different forms of coaching is still insufficient. For instance, we do not know whether coaching is only effective in specific types of family or whether certain families would profit more from intervener-directed interventions. Examples of study that could shed light on effective intervention components are those exploring parents' experiences with coaching approaches and studies documenting details of the coaching process.